See assembled the devotees, all glories.
See assembled the devotees, all glories. See assembled the devotees.
All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
So, Om Aganati
Vedandasya Dhananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So, by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, we're going to continue with our Braj Mandal Parikrama. So, we've already gone around Govardhan Hill and seen Radhakund Shyamakund. So, now we're going to start basically from the beginning of the Braj Mandal Parikrama, which is Mathura, and then on to these other places you see listed here, like Vishram Ghat, Madhavan, Talavan, and Shantanu Kund. So this gives you an idea of what the whole Braj Mandala looks like. So there's, it's called an area of 84 kroshas, which means 42 miles, if you know what a mile is, in each direction, which is about 60 kilometers in each direction, or about 1,600 square miles. And there's 12 principal forests, and there's many smaller forests. So, Brajanava, who I mentioned before, Krishna's great-grandson, had 16 deities carved. These are the original Braj deities. About 100 years after Krishna left this world. And they were carved out of this stone called Braj, which is a very hard stone. And we've already seen some of the deities. For example, the Nrsingadev deity at the tail of Govardhan is one of those deities. The Dauji deity in Anior is another one of those deities. So, but many of the deities were taken out of Braj later on because the Muslims, they were smashing the deities. So there's four presiding deities, main deities in Braj. There's Haridev, who we saw before. Everyone remembers him? Haridev is the one who is lifting up Govardhan Hill with the pinky of his left hand. There's Keshavadev, the presiding deity of the Mathura area. There's Dauji, who is Balaram. And Govindaji. These are the four presiding Krishna deities in Braj. And there's two Naths, I mean lords. And there's Gopinath and Nathji, who came from Govardhan. And there's two Gopals, Madan Mohan, who is now in Karoli, because they took him out of Vrindavan, and Shakshi Gopal. And where is Shakshi Gopal right now? Does anyone know? This is a test. Yeah, where is he? What city is he in? It's an easy answer. What city is Shakshi Gopal in now? He's in what? That's right. He's in the city of Shakshi Gopal. And that city is just before you get to before you get to Jagannath Puri. And I tried to get in to see Shakshi Gopal, but they wouldn't let me in. They threatened to beat me with sticks when I went in. Anyway. And that deity, Shakshi Gopal is famous for what? What did he do? Witness. But how did he get all the way to Orissa? By walking. So he's a witness. Gopal walked all the way across. And in Braj, there are four main deities of Lord Shiva called Mahadevas. In Govardhan, who's the Lord Shiva in Govardhan? Does anyone remember? The presiding Lord Shiva in Govardhan. What? Chakaleshwar Mahadev. In Kamyavan, it's who? That's easy. No one knows. Kameshvara Mahadev, that's easy. And in Mathura, it's who? Bhuteshvara. And in Vrindavan, it's who? Gopeshvara. Not Gopay, Gopeshvara. Gopeshvara. So he's actually a Gopi. Bhuteshvara was actually worshipped by who? Kamsa. Okay. And there's four goddesses. This is very interesting information, at least for me. And one is presiding deity of the Manasa Ganga. Who is she? Manasi Devi. That's easy. These are easy things. And Kamyavan, who's the presiding goddess? Vrinda Devi. Very good. And Mathura, you'll never guess this. Patala Devi. Yeah. And in Vrindavan, who? What? No. Yogamaya. Okay, so that's a little introduction here. So here you see the map of Raj. And you see everything here. His Mahavan, Dauji, Gokul, Rabo, where Radharani appeared. And you see Mathura, Vrindavan, Chatikar, which is, of course, that's the Chatikar Road, which is now called the, which is named after Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. This whole road was originally called the Chatikar Road, now it's called Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. And this is where we just were, Govardhan. Which is up here is Radhakund, and down there is the tail. And actually, interestingly enough, in Braj, you'll find Vajrinath and Kedarnath, which we're going to visit too. It's described that the original form of all these places, all the holy places there in Braj, all the other holy places are expansions of the holy places in Braj. So sometimes people ask me, don't you want to go to Kedarnath, Badrinath, and see, climb the mountains? And I say, I'm just staying in Braj because I can see everything there. Now, many years ago, I used to go on tours all over India because I hadn't realized everything is in Braj. But now I just stay in Braj, and when the devotees try to take me away from Braj, I say no. You can go to the expansion Badrinath, but I'm at the original Badrinath. You understand? So, whoops, I'm in the back. So then, well, anyway, pushing the wrong button. And anyway, so this is then Koshi's part, Chirgad, where Krishna stole the gopis' clothes. Anyway, so we're going to go over all these different places. So first we start Mathura in a place called Krishna Janmashtami. So this, of course, is where Krishna appeared as what Krishna? Remember what I said? Vasudev Krishna. And who was his father? Vasudev. And Nanda Kumar appeared in where? Not Vrindavan, no. Gokul. Okay. So, of course, this temple in Krishna Janmashtami is surrounded by a mosque. Oh. Thank you. Dhanyava. Merci beaucoup. Gracias. All right, different languages. So anyway, and voila. So all right, you didn't have to translate that one. So Krishna, so there's a mosque surrounding here, and you can go visit the basement, where is the same location where Krishna or Vasudeva Krishna appeared. And here's one of the deities of Lord Shiva. I said it's one of the presiding deities of Raj. Rangeshvara Mahadev. And he was worshipped by our friend Kamsa. And so you find generally the demons they worship, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. And the type of worship or type of benediction they get usually predicts how they're going to die. For example, Lord Brahma gave a benediction to two demons, Sunda and Upasunda, who were brothers, that the only way you're going to die is if you kill each other, otherwise you can't die. So they thought, we will never kill each other. But Lord Brahma had a better plan. He created the most beautiful girl imaginable. Her name was Tilotama. And she went out on her mission. But before she went on her mission, she circumambulated the demigods. And she was so beautiful that some of the demigods grew extra eyes and heads just to see her. So when Sunda and Upasunda saw her, they were drunk, and they started fighting over her, and they died. So when you get benedictions from demigods, that's what happens. It predicts the way you're going to die sometimes. Then from Mathura, we proceed on the Yamuna to Vishram Ghat. Now, one thing you should be aware of, this is a little advertisement in the middle of the presentation. There is no Yamuna water on the Yamuna right now. So you may say, what's this water right here? The water you see right now is coming from Delhi. So it's the holy Delhi sewer water. Which, because the Yamuna water is blocked up. And many people are getting sick right now by bathing in this water that comes from Delhi. So we're working with many of the devotees in Braj. Especially one great devotee named Ramesh Baba. To do some protests so that the government will open up these dams and the real Yamuna water will flow. What's that?
What is it? They cannot follow. Who doesn't understand English? It's simultaneous as well.
I said that since the translation goes at the same time as when you are talking, we hear neither you nor
okay.
The translation.
Okay, so
left English, right. BCS, Boston.
Well, let's just go back and forth right now. Everyone's already seated. Just back and forth.
Okay.
So, anyway, so we have this campaign now. So that working with Ramesh Baba and other great devotees to free the water from the dams that are blocking the Yamuna and allowing the Yamuna water to flow everywhere. So there'll be a presentation about this by, I think, Mariandi. She's not here right now. Because we're working with her on this particular program. And Satchinanda Maharaj is very much involved in this program too. Okay, so now we're going to Vishram Ghat. Whoops, wrong button. And the devotee's getting out of the boat. And there's Dinabandhu who is taking us around there. And at Vishram Ghat, Krishna rested after killing Kamsa and Kamsa's eight brothers. Usually it's the start of the parikrama. It's also where Lord Vishnu rested after killing Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha, I'm sorry. And where the Adi Varaha Purana was spoken. And of course, there's deities of Yogamaya there, and the pandas always convince us to give some money and do a little puja for it. He's one of the pandas. So they all do their mantras and then they get their donations. Oh, here's Anuradha. Remember? Remember that. And of course the deities there. Let's see, boats, deities. There's also very nice deities of Yamuna and Yamaraj there, because Yamuna and Yamaraj are brothers and sisters. And it said if you worship Yamuna, you will never have to see Yamaraj. And here's the deity. Here's Yamuna and Yamaraj. Because there's Yamaraj and Yamuna.
And the father is
the son. Well, the father is the son, Surya. Next we went to Akruragat. Akruragat is where Krishna and Balaram and Akrura stopped on the way to Mathura. And Krishna and Balaram appeared as Lord Vishnu and Sesha to Akrura when he was taking a bath. So after exiting this particular area, we enter into the Madhuvan area. This is a very important area that's mentioned in the Valmiki Ramayana. There was this big demon. His name was Lavanasura. And what happened? Actually, Madhuvan is called after Lavanasura's father, who was Madhu. They were both demons. So Lavanasura was given this trident by Lord Shiva. Actually, it was Madhu who was given the trident. He gave it to Lavanasura, his son. And it was described that while he had the trident in his hand, he could not be killed. So this Lavanasura was such a big demon that every morning he would go out to take prasad. But his prasad was sages. He would eat them in the morning. So Lord Ram, he ordered his brother Shatrughna to go kill this Lavanasura. So Shatrughna waited until this Lavanasura was out of his kingdom and hunting for human beings in the morning, you know, eating his prasad on morning breakfast. And he blocked Lavanasura's path back to his castle where he had that trident. And he killed Lavanasura. And Shatrughna actually took over, this is the kingdom of Shatrughna, he took over Mathura and this whole area of Madhuvan. And in Madhuvan there's this nice deity of Dauji, who is actually Balaram. Does anyone know why he's black? Anyone remember the story? No one knows the story. You can go back to Godhead if you can answer this question. No, he was so absorbed in chanting Krishna's names, he turned black. He was remembering Krishna. So it's like that, that if you really think of someone a lot, you begin to look like them after a while. Like if you see a man walking with his dog, don't they both look like each other? So Balaram was thinking of Krishna and chanting his name, so he began to look like Krishna. He's a close-up of Dauji. Dauji Maharaj, as Dina Banda would say, Dauji Maharaj Ki Jai. Anyone who's gone on parikrama with him would remember that. I can't do it the same way, and it's like a transcendental football game with him. Also, we have Shatrughna, a deity of Shatrughna, who I mentioned killed that love in the Sura. In Madhavan, we also have the place where Dhruva Maharaj performed his austerities. So the other day, someone asked me the question, how can they be focused in the chanting of Krishna's name? And my answer was, you should be like Dhruva Maharaj. Not that you should ask for a big kingdom. Maybe you should ask for a better car. No, I shouldn't joke. But you have to chant with what we call a sankalpa, which means an intention that is what resonates in a Krishna conscious fashion with your heart. Just like this morning, I was thinking when I was chanting, what actually is important to me? What resonates? What do I actually want in life? And then I thought, I actually just want to be Prabhupada's servant. So examining my heart, that's what came out. So when I chanted with that mood and intention. And it was very focused as a result. But most of us are chanting in a very unfocused way. We just chant to finish our rounds. Like Prabhupada gave the example one time. He was chanting his rounds on his beads, and he moved the last bead down in the counter. And he said, oh, now I'm finished. Now I can do any damn thing. Thank God. So we don't want to have that mood while chanting. So find something Krishna consciously that you really want. And chant with that intense mood, Krishna, I want it, beg. So that's what we can learn from Dhruva Maharaj's example. So this is where he performed austerities. This place is called Dhruva Tila. Tila means like a hill. So there's Dhruva Maharaj and Lord Narayan who benedicted him. So when Dhruva was first given the darshan of Lord Narayan, he couldn't speak. So how did Lord Narayan give him the energy or the intelligence to speak? Does anyone know? Put the conch shell on his head. So Lord, yes, you got it right. So Lord Narayan has two items for benedicting the devotees. The conch shell and the lotus. And two items for annihilating the demons. The chakra and the gada, the club. Okay. And the presiding deities there are Radha, Madhu, Bihari, and Madhavan. And here's everyone taking prasadam. Do you remember this sound of Radha? You like Madhavan. So what we did with our parikrama, I got everybody started early in the morning before breakfast. Sneezy. So, and then we actually covered at least one or two places before breakfast. Cheers. Krishna Kund is right next to Madhavan. And who knows how Krishna Kund was formed? Anyone remember? No, I don't know. It was formed by Krishna. He dug out this Kund with his flute. So we all took a little snan of this Krishna Kund. Then we proceeded to the Talavan forest. So Talavan forest has these very nice trees that have the tall fruits in them. And it's most famous because what demon was killed here? Who? Dhenukasura. What did Dhenukasura look like? A dog?
Donkey.
And who killed Dhenukasura?
Balaram.
That's good. The test. So what happened is that the coward boys, they actually smelled the wonderful fruits at Talavan, and they told Krishna, let's go there. And Krishna and the coward boys went there, and the donkeys, or the asses, they tried to kick them and kill them, and Balaram took the Dhenukasura with it by the hind legs and threw him up into the tree, and eventually all the donkeys were up in the tree, and it looked like a beautiful sight, donkeys and trees. And the Talavan deities, of course, are Balaram. Of course, Balaram is depicted as bigger than Krishna here. You see Krishna and Balaram, Dalji. Dalji, that's the temple there, Talavan. Then we come to Shantanu Kund. So Shantanu was the father of who? Bhishma Dev. And who was his wife? Ganga Devi. And what happened to seven sons of Shantanu? They were drowned by who? Why? Yeah. Go back. Okay, so I'll tell the whole story very quickly. Once upon a time, in the heavenly planets, the eight Vasus stole the desire cow of Vasishtamuni. So they got cursed to be born on the earth planet. At the same time, there was this king, Mahabish, who was up in the heavenly planets. And he looked in a very lusty way at Ganga Devi. So he was cursed by Lord Brahma to take birth on the earth and to for Ganga Devi also to come down to the earth planet. So the eight Vasus who were cursed went to Ganga Devi and said, please become our mother. And the person amongst the Vasus who was most responsible, his name was Jao. So he will take all of our lifetimes, but you should kill us immediately after we're born. So following their instructions, she killed each and every one of her children, seven children, but not the eighth. And the way she was able to do this, that Shantanu had promised to her never to argue with her. So you ladies who plan on getting married in the future, make your husbands promise that. You should promise that to God. So anyway, so Shantanu couldn't argue with her as she was killing all the kids. But when number eight came, it was just too much. And he said, stop. And she said, okay, I'm gone. That eighth one was Grandfather Bhishma. Of course, he wasn't grandfather when he was born. And so Shantanu performed austerities here to get a great son who eventually was named Bhishmadev. And the presiding deities of this Shantanu Kunda are Radha, Shanta, Bihari. I hear Shantanu meditating, performing austerities. And also near there we have Kamudvan, where Lord Kapiladev performed austerities. Lord Kapiladev, of course, is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what's his mother's name? What? Devuti and his father? Pradama Muni. Here's the Kamudvan deities, and they're called Garuda Govinda. Because there's Garuda Dev right there next to Krishna. The next place we go is the most holy place. It's called Khechari Dham. It's the birthplace of who? Putana. And she's called Khechari, not Khichri. Khichri is what you eat. Khechari means a witch who can fly in the air on an uprooted tree. Nowadays they use brooms. Or vacuum cleaners. But originally it was uprooted trees. So Putana was born here, and she died in Gokul. This is a nice deity. This is my home deity. So there's little baby Krishna there, and poor Putana, she was killed by cruel Krishna when she attempted to kill him. But she got the benediction of going back to home, back to Godhead. And taking the position of Krishna's mother in the spiritual world. So then we proceed to Bahulaban. This is an interesting place that is related to a story from the Padma Purana. There was this Bahula cow, and she had a little calf, which you see here is the calf. And what happened is a big lion came. And the lion said, Sharira Vijaja. It's like that story. There's another story. There's a funny story a devotee told me one time. That a sage was being attacked by a lion. And he prayed to Krishna, please make this lion a devotee. So then the lion started chanting the Prasada prayer. So this lion also was chanting the Prasadam prayer, seeing the Bahula and her calf. And Bahula, the cow, said, my dear lion, I have no problem, you can eat me. But just let me feed my calf first. And the lion said, how can I believe you? And Bahula said, I never tell a lie. So, you can come back, my dear lion, after I fed my calf. But this lion was actually Yamaraj. And what happened is that she fed the calf, and she kept her promise to Yamaraj. And she was blessed by Yamaraj. She became one of Krishna's wives in the spiritual world. So this teaches us the importance of always keeping our promises. Because you never know who's testing you. It also says in the Bhagavatam that the earth cannot bear the weight of a sinful liar. Okay, next slideshow. Okay, we're going pretty quickly through Braj now. Next is number four.
Number four, or three?
Five, yeah. Yeah, now we're entering the mountains of Braj, which is the original place where you have Badrinath, Kedarnath, and of course Gantoli, which we already said we're Gantoli, and Kamyavan. So here's the map again. I don't think we need to go over that. Gantoli we already talked about when we did the Govardhan Parikrama. This is where Radha and Krishna got married. That means a knot was tied between the Dodi and Sari of Radha and Krishna. We went over these places already. So now we're on the road to the original Badrinath. And it's really, there are mountains in Braj. And temples in those mountains. So we arrive at Badrinath, and this is the inside of the temple. There's many like mirror depictions of Krishna's pastimes on this temple. Quickly. Radha and Krishna and Lalita and Vishaka. And the one of the deities there, Badrinath, is Yogamaya. And you see Nara Narayan, Uddhava,
and where's the, I think the last one is Ganesh. Yeah, Ganesh.
Ganesh.
It's the temple there. Another picture of Yogamaya. Of course, Yogamaya is the spiritual potency of Krishna that arranges for all of Krishna's pastimes and even puts the devotees in illusion. So the devotee is going to have an intimate relationship with Krishna. So Yogamaya is also known as who in Vrindavan? Purnamasi. And Purnamasi is the mother of Sandapani Muni. And the grandmother of Madhumango. And what is Madhumango's favorite food?
Laddu.
That's easy. So there the devotees are eating again. This is, the hardest part of this parikrama for me was to stop the devotees from eating. Because I was always pushing the devotees, go faster, go faster. And this is how you make a braj roti. Prabhupada said the best way to cook is with cow dung. Of course, here they're using wood. Prabhupada said that's the second best. And the third best is gas. And the fourth worst is electricity. So these braj rotis are very special. So as we climb up the peaks of Badrinath, we come to the Triveni. The Triveni is the meeting of the rivers, Saraswati, the Ganges, and the Yamuna. In fact, that's what the word Triveni means, the three rivers. So it was quite a walk up the hill. And there's many birds and waterfalls up there. And in the top of the hill, you find this nice temple to Lakshman, the brother of Lord Ramchandra. Yes, the temple. That's Lakshman's temple up there. And I got out in some of the rocks to take this. Or actually, I didn't take this picture. I'm right here. I think it was who got out? Was it Mayapur? No, someone else got out. The very beautiful fields around this area. Whoops. And next we go to Kedaranath. No, you don't have to play the sound. Which is a temple to Lord Shiva, Shiva's linga, all the way at the top of the mountain. See how high it is. So most people think that Braj is flat, but actually there's giant mountains there. And we crawl inside the cave and offer obeisances to Lord Shiva and Kedaranath. Another picture of the temple at Kedaranath. And another picture of the temple in the cave in the top of the mountain. And Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva actually has a face. You can actually see Lord Shiva's face. Can you all see that? He's smiling. He's smiling and he's benedicting the devotees. We can worship Lord Shiva to get Krishna. Like the gopis, they worship Katyayani to get Krishna as their husband. And so, for the time of the Katyayani Vrat, the gopis bathe every day in the Yamuna River, even though it was very cold, and perform great austerities to get Krishna as a husband. And what happened after the gopis performed that vrat? Does anyone know? What? Yes, the next day Krishna stole all their clothes while they were bathing. So in this way, Krishna reciprocated with their desire. There's also another temple at Kedaranath. Now we go to Kamyavan. And this is a forest, one of the forests. Van means forest. Where all of your desires, kam means desires, are fulfilled. When the devotees were taking the deities out of Braj, because the attackers, the Mughals, were attacking them, they stopped in Kamyavan. And the three main deities was Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. And Vrinda Devi was also with them. But this deity of Vrinda Devi refused to leave Braj, whereas the other devotees, the other deities left Braj and went to different places. So this is an indication that Vrinda Devi never leaves Braj. And this is one of the original deities installed by Rajanava. And this deity was discovered by Srila Rupa Goswami. It was in the Brahma Kunda. This deity has 10 arms. You can't see the arms, but there's 10 arms on the deity. So Vrinda Devi arranges for all the various aspects of the pastimes of Shri Shri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And right next to there is a place called Yashoda Kund. And this is a Yashoda Kund here where the devotees are swimming. And the presiding Lord Shiva there is called Kameshvara Mahadev. And this is the Lord Shiva that you go to when you want all your desires to be fulfilled. Rishabhanu, who is the father of Srimati Radharani, took bath in the Kund here and prayed to Lord Shiva for children. Lord Shiva Kameshvara Mahadev blessed him. And then his first child was born. Who was his first child? What? Anybody know? This is a real test. What? No. No, that's Chandrabanu's daughter was Chandravali. What? Sridham! There's a real Rajabasi there. Sridham, and then after that, who was born? Srimati Radharani, and then after that, who was born? Ananga Manjari, her sister. So he had three children. Vimal Kund. Vimal Kund is where Krishna and the coward boys would play regularly, and in the Padma Purana, it describes that if one bathes here, all the sins are destroyed.
So there's an interesting story. The reason it's called Vimal Kund is that once upon a time there was a king named Vimal. And listen to this, he had 10 million daughters. It's pretty hard. Anyway, so then he was wondering who he was going to marry his daughters to. So these daughters actually became Krishna's associate gopis in Vrindavan. So we talk about sometimes the eight principal gopis and then 16,108. But actually there's millions, unlimited numbers of gopis in Vrindavan. It's not that all the positions are taken. So that there's no room for you. All the coward boy positions are taken. And they put you on a waiting list. No, there's room for everybody there. So also Durvasa Muni bathed here with 60,000 disciples. That's a big initiation. So what happened is that Durvasa Muni was sent there by Duryodhana. Because Duryodhana wanted the Pandavas to be cursed. And Durvasa Muni, he had a bad temper if he didn't eat enough. Just like some you may experience before you eat prasadam, your blood sugar is low, and you get real angry, right? And then after you eat, oh, everything is alright. So Durvasa Muni, he was like that too, a little cranky. So Duryodhana was thinking, if he goes there right after the Pandavas had eaten, because Draupadi had this pot that could provide unlimited food until she ate. So there'll be no more food, and Durvasa Muni will get angry and curse the Pandavas. That's what Duryodhana was
saying.
So Durvasa Muni came, and the Pandavas got real nervous, and they said, well, please take a bath first, and then there'll be some prasad. So Draupadi, she got so nervous, she began crying out, Krishna, Krishna, help me! And Krishna came. And Krishna said, what can I do for you? And Krishna said, I'm hungry too. It's a excuse me. Then Krishna looked at the pot and he took a little speck of food. That's all that was left. He ate it and he became satisfied. And then, because he ate, all the Durvasa Muni's disciples, along with Durvasa Muni, became satisfied. And so they ran away because they didn't want to offend the Pandavas by not being able to eat. So obviously that means the Pandavas also lived here in Kanyavan. Here's some of the residents, present-day residents. This place had so many monkeys, it was unbelievable. They were just like crawling all over our bodies, everything. It was just like the most monkey fit. You remember this? They look cute, but they're not. And Gayakund is where Nanda Maharaj offered oblations to his forefathers at Kamyavan.
Gayakund, miesto, gdzie Nanda Maharaj mówił pole swoim precjom.
This is the place where the Pandavas stayed when they were in Kamyavan. This is ancient architecture. You see the many, many columns. You'll find this wherever you find old buildings in India. This is more close to Vedic architecture than the newer buildings. There's many, many columns. Near Kamyavan, there's a place called Charana or Charan Pahari, where Krishna's footprints are. So the reason this mountain or this hill melted was that Krishna played his flute and the mountain melted. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Dvaitacharya, Madhavendra Puri, all came there to have darshan of these footprints. You see the footprint up close right here. With Tulsi Mandiri. This is the building in which the footprint is in. On top of the hill. Okay. So this is also where Krishna performed sacrifice because he had killed Vyomasura. Vyomasura is called Vyomasura because it means the demon who flies in the sky. But he was a Brahmin. So Krishna had to perform some austerities for forgiveness because he had killed a Brahmin. So what Vyomasura did is he kidnapped the coward boys and put them in a cave. So here's some of the coward boys in the cave. This is Vyomasura's cave. I guess he got one of the coward girls too. So. What's that? So we went all the way into the cave. It's actually a very small cave. And he sealed the entrance to the cave with a rock. So when Krishna fought with this Vyomasura here, the earth was shaking because they both fell from the sky and hit the earth. It was like an earthquake. And to keep the earthquake from destroying the earth, Balaram put his foot down because Balaram is the support of all the planets and all the universes, and he steadied the earth planet. Vyomasura was able to kidnap the coward boys without Krishna seeing, because he made believe he was a coward boy, and they were doing this game of hide and seek. Pichel Pahari is the famous slide that devotees go on, and the coward boys used to go on this natural slide on the earth. So all the devotees got an opportunity to slide down this hill. I think we'll end here today. So any questions? We got about 4 more minutes. About the Brajmandal Parikrama. When you get the opportunity during Kartik to go to Braj, tried to go on this parikrama with the devotees and walk around Braj. It'll change your whole life if you do this parikrama. Also the Navadvip Mandal parikrama, which is non-different from the Braj Mandal
parikrama.
Okay, we're going to end now, so thank you very much. Tomorrow we'll continue with the Braj Mandal parikrama. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Vrindavan Dham, all glories to Giri Govardhan, all glories to Frishka Goranga, all glories to the assembled Vaishnava, Shishi Gornatai Gijai, Giri Raj Gijai, Radhakun Gijai, Shamakun Gijai, Wells.
Samo ti projektor.